This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Formula One on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Formula One show in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. My name is Alex Vella, and joining me to look ahead to the action this week in Japan is the motor racing correspondent for Reach PLC and the former F1 correspondent for the Racing Post, Neil Randon. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, Alex. How are you?
Yes, very good, mate. I mean, what a race it was. On the weekend, I was watching. I obviously don't get to watch these things live most of the time because of the time difference. But the highlights were sensational, mate. It looked like an epic one.
It was truly an epic race. It was eventful all the way through the whole weekend. Really, it wasn't just the race itself, but the race was a good one. It was and a bit of a surprise result, really, in the end. I mean, Sergio Perez. I don't think anybody before the weekend started thought that he would be the one who'd come out the winner, but he totally deserved it. He totally dictated the race from start to finish, never lost, never made a single error under pressure, under the pressure from Charles Leclerc all the way through, never put a foot wrong. He was perfect and thoroughly deserved the win.
I think out of the top, I guess you want to call them the big six drivers, I think he would have been probably sixth favourite, maybe fifth at best.
Yeah. He's not been at the races for the last few Grand Prix, but he seems to go well at street circuits. And and what made it even more impressive was the fact that the conditions were so changeable. I mean, he could have been the car any moment in the race. It was really tricky for him to keep ahead. Mm. But having said all that, it's a tough track to overtake. It seemed that way, particularly with the dry line and the fact that, getting off the dry line was perilous, to say the least, as Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen both found out to their cost by both going straight on at corners rather than, getting by people. So it was tough to overtake. But for all of that, you still had to keep your nose in front, and he did a great job.
Yeah. Well, mate, not only was it a cracking race, but it was a cracking betting race too for us. We didn't go too well. We didn't go too well in the practice qualifying or the overall Grand Prix, but we certainly brought home the bacon in the top six and top 10 markets. We had Lando Norris top six plus 10, Vettel top 10 plus 110, and the big one, both Aston Martins in the top 10 for plus 450.
The strong man got the job done for us.
I mean, he took his time, but he finally brought home the bacon for us, mate.
He got the top six. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I was gonna say we should have. I think you had Vettel top six, not not the strong man top six. So we were. It was a profitable weekend overall, especially with that plus 450. I mean, that's big little nice little price there, mate. In conclusion, how are you thinking of this one? I mean, as we said, Perez kind of comes out of nowhere to win. Max, George, and Lewis basically have stinkers. Ferrari kind of finish where they've been all year. I mean, they've kind of always been around the second, third, fourth kind of area. Any conclusions at all to take from this race, do you think? Or was it all just a bit manic? Max has probably his worst race all year. Are we expecting, normal service to resume in Japan? Or are you thinking that, maybe end of the season we might see some of these weird results?
Well, I think Singapore was just one of those races where it was messy for the big guys. I'd say Verstappen had a very up and down race. And it was the one time where Red Bull actually made an error in qualifying, because they should have allowed him to go for his quick run the lap before he did.
Yeah.
And on that lap that he went for his pole lap, which he was flying, he would have got the pole, there was a danger he was going to run out of fuel. So they had to abort it. So completely threw his race into confusion. And so he started the race eighth, and it was always going to be difficult from there. You know, it was a wet track, and he went backwards at the start. And the thing with Lewis Hamilton, everything went right through the weekend from the very first practice session where he was fastest in first practice, first time he's been fastest all year in a practice session. And he was within 0.05 of a second of getting pole position in qualifying. It was just didn't quite get there. Had a bad start, ended up stuck behind Carlos Sainz, who really wasn't that impressive in Singapore, got held up by him. So he had to try and get by him somehow. So he went for broke, but he had one opportunity, and it wasn't going to happen. And then ended up going straight on. And so his race was sort of stymied right from the beginning. You know, if he'd have got that pole position, things may have been different, because like we said before, it's hard to overtake around there, particularly on a greasy track, you know, difficult conditions. So things could have changed. We were a bit unlucky, really, because I think, you know, Mercedes felt that they were going to have a really good race in Singapore. And ended up the pair of them having the shocker. And, I think they're a bit frustrated by that. I think they think they're going to come good sooner or later before the end of the season, but I'm not sure it necessarily will be in Japan. So Japan is a completely different circuit to Singapore. Singapore is a street circuit. It's a tough place to race. You know, it's lots of lots of fast bits and hard braking corners. Whereas Suzuka is a fast flowing, sweeping, demanding track where it's high speed. You know, drivers love it because it's a great challenge. With, you know, it's full commitment into some of the corners, like the one called 130R, which comes shortly before the pit straight, and they love it. And it's a real power track, which we all know what that means. If it's a power track, it's a Red Bull track. And the betting from Bet Rivers reflects that, as we'll see shortly.
Yeah, okay, mate. Well, I'll quickly read out some of the odds here. We've got Max Verstappen qualifying +100, Charles Leclerc +160, and the rest of them are far outsiders. You know, Sainz +600, Perez +900. Mercedes have really fallen back in that market after the weekend. The race itself, Verstappen -165. Looks like his performance on the weekend hasn't really affected the odds too much. Leclerc +350. Perez, now he's come up in the market now after that big win, +800. And Hamilton, Sainz, Russell, all +1,000 or more, in that kind of range there, mate. So you've talked about what kind of track we have here in terms of being very much a power circuit. What about drivers, you know, that might suit this track, or ones that have done well in the past?
Well, the ones that have done well in the past, Lewis Hamilton's won it most out of all the drivers on the grid, won it 5 times. Sebastian Vettel's won it 4 times. Fernando Alonso's won it twice, and Valtteri Bottas has won it once. Can't see him doing it in Alfa Romeo this weekend, mind you. So... it's going to be from a betting market point of view. We're going to be looking a bit at scraps here, I think, because it all looks geared up for a Verstappen dominating Grand Prix. To be honest, I'm struggling to find someone to beat him. To be honest, I know Perez won at the weekend, but in and out of a matchup between the two on a traditional road circuit like Suzuka. Yeah, there's no comparison between the two. The only times that Perez has beaten him has been on a street circuit, Monaco and Singapore, the two most difficult tracks to overtake on. And he led from the front, pretty much. And, you know, that was that. So we're going to be looking at ways to find some value where Verstappen is involved and sometimes where he isn't. So, I mean, with qualifying, He's plus 100. He's even money to take pole. And I can't see him not getting it. I think he's pretty much nailed on to take pole position. If all the cards fall in his favour, as they normally do, I can't see Verstappen losing that.
Do you think it's a plus race... 100 because he normally hasn't performed that well in qualifying compared to the Grand Prix?
Yeah, it's interesting, actually, that, because like you say, in the race, he's minus 165, whereas in qualifying, he's plus 100, which that, to me, says that the qualifying price is pretty good. I mean, he's plus money, almost just about even money, but he's, you know, there should be little disparity between those two odds, really. I think, you know, I mean, I think he's, if anything, I would have had him shorter as pole than for the race, because the race is longer. You know, there's also how many laps is the race? It's 53 laps, you know, anything can happen in 53 laps, but on one flying lap, you know, you'd think he's got less chance to have any problems. So, yeah, maybe plus 100 is a value, you know, value line to go with, perhaps. Yeah, that's what I would say. With the race itself, but to have both cars on the podium, Red Bull plus 160, I think that looks pretty favourable as well. I mean, they could finish 1-2, at least 1-3. So yeah, I would look at that, you know, perhaps. And then there are other markets as well. There's one. It shows that how, see, when BetRivers have looked at this, they can see that they think Verstappen's going to dominate this race, and so they've come up with an option with, and I've not seen it anywhere in other races apart from this one, where they've gone for the winner without Verstappen, which is maybe where we should be looking. And in that market, Leclerc is plus 125, Perez is 285, Hamilton is 325, and Russell is 650. And I would go with Perez plus 285 to win the race without Verstappen, because I think he will follow Verstappen home, like they both did in Belgium. In Belgium, this is a track not too dissimilar to Belgium in some ways. It's not as undulating, but it's fast, like Belgium, a power track, and they finished 1-2 there. So perhaps Perez without Verstappen at 285 is maybe the way to go. Particularly, he'll be buoyed by the fact that he won in Singapore as well.
Yeah. All right. Good call, mate. Well, I mean, yeah. I think the biggest thing with the betting is, yeah, you've got to make sure you know these tracks really well. And as you can see last week, I mean, Perez performed well on a street circuit, maybe something that, yeah, sports bettors were able to pick up on last week. And now, you know, it's a massive difference going from a street track to a power track. And it would have been interesting to see how the odds would be reflected if Max was, you know, coming off a win or a better performance, to see if he'd be even shorter here in some of these markets. But yeah, I think that's a good way to approach it, is look at some of the similar tracks, you know, like you mentioned in Belgium, where they both, you know, were on the podium. So nice, mate. They look like some good bets there. Mate, your favorite market, top six, top 10, You've performed well there lately, mate. Is there anything you like in those markets?
They seem to be the markets that we seem to shine. I think it's because, as well, with the actual Grand Prix, they've been quite unpredictable in the way they've been. But I mean, Singapore, it absolutely pelted down with rain before the start. They had to delay the start because the track was completely swamped. You know, and then you know, from a betting point of view, how are you supposed to predict that in the first place, and how the drivers are going to perform? I mean, the same with Japan. There's a potential for rain in Japan. From what I saw with the weather forecast, it looked like could rain on the Friday, and possibly on the Sunday, which would then throw qualifying in all sorts of chaos. But because they wouldn't have had any dry running, so you know, it would be a struggle for them to get a setup. But you know, Red Bull always get these setups right. They don't make many mistakes when it comes to those situations. And on a track like Japan, they would catch up pretty quickly. But anyway, yeah. So going to the other markets, I mean, I looked at top threes, and the only value really there was either Hamilton or Russell. Hamilton's plus 120, Russell plus 200. But they got Ferrari to contend with. And one of those, if we're only looking at one place, which is third, having said what we said previously, you know, it's going to be a battle between four drivers. And I just think probably best to keep away from that because, you know, you could see Leclerc doing pretty well. He could probably fill that final podium slot. Which leaves the top six and the top 10. Top six, I'm actually looking for someone I haven't actually gone for much before, even though, you know, surprising in a way, is Fernando Alonso. Goes yeah. well around here. He's won it twice. He's plus 140. Alpine had a disastrous race in Singapore. They needed a car finish. Both blew up. So that may be a bit of an issue because they will have to take a grid penalty at some point. Doesn't mean they'll take it this weekend.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Have that in mind. Maybe before the race. Wait till we see what happens after qualifying. Whether Alpine take grid penalties because of their engine issues. If they don't, then Alonso at plus 140 with a fresh engine might be pretty good. They may not go for a grid penalty because of that, because they may fancy this race because it's a power track and their car's pretty good in a straight line. After that, we've got the top 10s. Now, we do this often each Grand Prix, but we'll have to go with him again. Our old favourite for a top 10, Sebastian Vettel, plus 110. Got to go for him. You know, he's again, a safe pair of hands. He's won round here four times. He likes to track. Aston Martin's been going much better recently. They seem to have, you know, got things together. So, yeah, so Seb for top 10 seems pretty good. And the other one I quite like, who went very well in Belgium, another track where, you know, like to see power is key, is Alex Albon, who did pretty well in Singapore, considering that he'd just come out of intensive care about 2 weeks previously after having appendicitis. And having to race around Singapore, which is, you know, the most demanding circuit on the Grand Prix calendar, was, you know, quite remarkable. Really shows how fit these guys are. But he should be much fitter this weekend. And that Williams went well around Belgium. He finished 10th in the Belgian Grand Prix. So I'm hoping that maybe he could step up and get a top 10 in Japan. So a plus 300. I think maybe it's one of the better prices we're going to get this weekend. So I'm going to stick him in there for a top 10. And then the other one for a top 10 is we're going to do the same as we did last week with both Aston Martins to finish in the top 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Why not? We've done it last week and it worked. It worked famously. It was perfect last week, all the way through the race. It's the one time I've actually looked at it and thought, as long as they don't screw up and bin the car, they should both get through to top 10. And it worked. Yeah, it was really nice to watch. And I think they'll do it again. So plus 325 to get in the top 10s for the Aston Martins. So I think that will work pretty well.
Now, do you think the Aston Martins a power car? Do you think it translates well from a street circuit over to, you know, you'd be looking at them both having to compete with the likes of Alpine, McLaren, those kind of cars? Do you think it'll be able to translate? Yeah, like I said, from where it's obviously they both performed pretty well in the street circuit, although they did get a shred of luck, you know, with all the people, with all the drivers crashing out. How do you think they might go?
I think they'll be right. And in the race, I mean, Seb had a fantastic start in Singapore, and he was right up. He passed about six cars now at first lap. So, you know, wet conditions didn't faze him at all. If it's a wet race, which it could be in parts, that will favour them a little bit, I think. So, they haven't got the pace of some, but I just think Yeah, just think they're on an upward curve at the minute. They may have found some improvements in that car, so I think we'll stick with it. I think that could work okay. Yeah, I think that will be our those will be our lines. I mean, there's a couple of others. They all involve Verstappen, basically, because I think he'll get fastest lap. He could. What I'm thinking with this race is, I think Max Verstappen could end up winning the title this weekend. He could do the whole thing. He could get put it on pole, win the race, get fastest lap. That's an extra point. As long as he finishes, I think, 8 points ahead of Charles in this race, he wins the championship. And I can see him doing it, to be honest. So if we're going to go with Max to win the race, which is, well, we're not going to go for it because he's -165 because it's too short. We're going for the winner without him. But you've got him to get fastest lap, which is +110. If you go for both winner and fastest lap, he's +140, is a bit better, but I can see him getting both. He'll be, put it this way, he'll be going for both, because if he's leading, he'll want that extra point just to make sure. And if he can wrap up the championship this weekend, he'll make sure he'll do it. And I think that is will be his mindset, particularly after what happened in Singapore, when he was absolutely cheesed off with how the race went. He said it was a terrible weekend, and yeah, he wanted to put that behind him. He wanted to come out and get all guns blazing and do the whole thing, lead from start to finish, and fastest lap, the whole shebang. I think that's what he'll be going for.
Yeah, he's never. I don't think you mentioned him winning in Japan before, too. So that could be some added motivation for him there, mate.
Yeah,
The
absolutely. He hasn't won it before. Yeah, he hasn't won it before.
yeah, right. Interesting. Matchups. Anything there that you like? I think it's quite interesting to see the Mercedes drivers are equally rated here. Once again, I think we've seen this many times before. Carlos Sainz +255. Like, is he that much worse than Charles Leclerc? You could even, I mean, I know we're siding with Max, but Perez coming off a nice little win there. I'm just looking at these as I go along. I mean, we've had some success in the past with Mick Schumacher, who seems to not be favored closely with Magnussen. Mate, any of these taking your fancy?
Well, maybe the only one really, and it's only if he brings his A game, is Carlos Sainz, I think. But I haven't got much confidence in him at the minute, because he was off the pace in Singapore. Well, where was the race before that? I'm trying to remember. We were before Singapore. Where were we before that? Italy. Yeah, it was all right,
I
but
think he had a
it
good
wasn't
race in
particularly on
Italy.
it.
It was the
Oh,
race
didn't
where
do bad.
he started
Oh,
at the
yeah,
back
that's
of the
right.
grid and he
Yeah,
came right through.
that's true. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, but I'm losing confidence with him a bit. I think I think he was a bit of a loss to know why he wasn't. He was never on the pace the whole weekend. He was fastest in second practice, which we had him to be fastest in first practice, and he ended up being fastest in second practice on the first day, that was a bit annoying, say at least. But I think Charles, I can't see him beating Charles this weekend. He was so good in Singapore, Charles was, and he's obviously trying to keep the championship going as far as he can. Now, I'm not wild on the science line. Maybe Schumacher, but none of them really sing for me, put it that way. Those matchups are a bit skinny, all of them, and I'm not really confident in those. I think the ones we've gone with are the ones we're sticking with, to be honest.
All right, mate. Sorry, I tried to get some more
I
out of him,
know.
people, but
Yeah.
he's not
There'll be other
interested.
races. I know there'll be other races coming up where I'm sure that things would change. But this race in particular seems to be very tight on sort of values. So we're scraping around for value, but I'm just glad they've gone with the winner without Verstappen in the bettors market, because that does free us up a bit. Because Max is, certainly I'm sure he's going to dominate.
Yeah. All right, mate. Best bet of the weekend. I'll name some of the ones you've gone through so far. You've got
Go on.
Max for pole at +100, Red Bull to both be on the podium +140, winner without Max +285 for Sergio Perez, And then we go into the top six, top 10 markets, plus 140 for Alonso, top six. Vettel, top 10 at plus 110. Albon, top 10, plus 300. Both Aston Martins, once again, in the top 10, plus 325. And Max to win and fastest lap at plus 140. Once again, mate, plethora of bets there to go through. But is there one or two that you're really liking this weekend?
I think Max to win and fastest lap, plus 140. Perez without Max to win, plus 285. And probably our boy, Seb Vettel, at plus 110 to finish in the top 10.
I said one or two, mate, and you went with three. Bloody hell.
Well, try and give as many as we can.
There we go. Good stuff, mate. This is your first time on the YouTube channel, everyone. Make sure you subscribe to get alerted to all the great content here on the network. And if you're on Twitter, follow Neil at nrandonfactor. Hopefully give us some updates throughout the week on the at Because We Win Twitter channel, as we've seen for the last couple of weeks. Weather and grid penalties are playing havoc. So, yeah, keep that in mind. If you're around, check out the Twitter channel. And you can follow myself at @AlexVilla_. And we will be back in 2 weeks, I believe, for the Grand Prix in Austin, Texas. So, geez, all around the world we go.
I know, it goes everywhere. Yeah, we've got to try and keep up, mate.
I know. All right, mate, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Will do.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Formula One on the BetRivers Network.